In the gaseous state, particles move with much greater speed than those in solids or liquids. The particles and gases are held together by extremely weak intermolecular forces, and this allows individual particles to move about freely. So the spaces between individual particles in a gas are much greater than the space in between particles in a liquid or a solid. And this allows gases to move out freely and allows gases to spread out in a sort of formless shape. So again, using water as our example, if you have a puddle of water, a pot of water that you're boiling over a stovetop, so the water in the pot would spread out and occupy as much of the volume as the pot as it could. And as you boil it, the steam, which is the gaseous form of water, would escape from the top, and it would spread out and occupy as much space as possible as the individual particles spread out from each other. So just comparing the three, in a solid, the intermolecular forces between particles are very strong. The motion of the particles is relatively slow compared to liquids and gases. And a solid has a very rigid shape. In liquids, the intermolecular forces between particles are weaker than in a solid, and the space between particles is greater than in a solid. And this allows liquids to have a more free-flowing shape than in a solid. And finally, in gases, the particles move at a much more rapid speed. The intermolecular forces between particles are much weaker than in liquids or in solids. And this allows individual particles to move about freely as of compared to a substance in its liquid or solid form. So again, these properties are all explained by the kinetic molecular theory, which states that all of the particles that make up a substance are in motion, and this motion governs the intermolecular forces and the space between the individual particles.